Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is this, Solana? Is this some sort of wrestling song?
Or it is.
A song?
Yeah.
Is it? Who is it?
The Generation X. The only WWE song we have, but I figured it was appropriate.
But, like, whose entrance music is this?
Honestly, I have no idea. I just know it's a WWE theme.
How do you know it's a wrestling song?
I looked it up.
Let's go.
I double checked. I looked it up that it was a. I'm sure Josh should be able to tell us, but that
you
it
know
was
what it is, Crowder?
A WWE theme.
So many questions. When wrestling, you don't ask questions during when wrestling. You just wrestle and you yell and scream and drink beer.
So you don't know what this song? Appel, do you know what this song is?
I mean, of course I do. I'm like screaming through my phone right now listening to you guys try and guess. It's a DX, Triple H and Shawn Michaels. They're only two Hall of Famers that are the best to ever.
Well, sorry.
That's what I said, Josh. That's what I said.
Right. Like, no idea. When the NWO was a thing, like, WWE's response, like, was DX. Like, there's all the documentaries about the WCW, WWE era have a sole focus on DX and shenanigans. They were, like, a huge part of the Attitude Era.
I'm already rewriting this interview. All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota. we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Josh Appel, we've had him on before. He does play-by-play for Sports USA Media, does the NFL and other sports. And this is his first season, by the way, as the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. So a very cool little gig you got there doing Marlins. Give us a little Marlins. Give us a little PA, a little sample of what we hear at Lone Depot Park.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
Want me to give you a...
Give us Jazz Chisholm coming to bat.
Click in.
All right, hold on. Give me a second. I got to imagine like I'm pressing the button to go. I got to get all psyched up for it. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Now batting, the second baseman, number two, Jazz Chisholm Jr. There you go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I went to a Marlins game. He sounds great. Like, he really does. Like, he kills it as a PA guy. So
it was great. I love it.
So when you go to Lone Depot Park this season and you hear the PA announcer, you're going to know it's Josh Appel. And he also, I'm sure many of you remember him hosting the wrestling podcast, Smark Your Territory.
Sorry, nobody remembers.
Yeah, like, I think they did one episode, but for whatever reason, for 3 years, they've kept the Twitter account alive. They did like one episode of the podcast in 2018, but the Twitter account is still alive.
We actually had a good run, I think almost a year of doing it, and then my schedule got all out of whack with work, and it was harder to make it work, and then I was watching it less, so nobody needs to know this part. But Billy... clog his own Twitter feed, just uses that to like scream into the void about things.
All right. Well, there you go. Smark Your Territory. You can get all the
really uninteresting starts in the territory.
Wherever you get your podcast. So you and your friends went to Tampa for WrestleMania.
We did.
You went there, and I was texting with you. I was telling Crowder earlier in the show, because I got it on Peacock. I wasn't aware until late Saturday that I got it to watch it for free. So I was texting you, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. overall, what do you give WrestleMania in Tampa? Was it 37, I think, WrestleMania 37?
Yeah, it was WrestleMania 37.
What do you give it? Was it good? Was the two nights of wrestling good?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every show is going to have its ups and downs, but just the idea that it was live and in person, which this company hasn't done in over a year. Like, even, you know, before the show started, you know, the broadcast started with Vince McMahon giving a little speech about everything and, you know, being the first event back. But before they went on the air, the entire roster was on the stage. And just, like, the energy of just seeing these – people were going nuts just seeing these people walk out and stand on the stage. So from that standpoint, I think everybody was on the surface was just happy there was a show in person. So on that level, it was an A+. It was a great show. I enjoyed myself. Really glad I went and, you know, was worth the extra 30-minute wait because on Saturday, the weather was out of whack. Both days it was. But after they did the opening animation for the show – the weather delay immediately hit. So it was, you get all ready, they do America the Beautiful, Vince comes out and does his thing, they air the promo video, and then right as they're about to start the first match, weather delay for another 30 minutes. But after that, it was smooth sailing. It was a really awesome show. Bad Bunny was great.
Josh, I got to ask you, man. Hawk and myself talked about it earlier, where, like, I grew up on Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, Randy Savage, Jake the Snake, even, like, Goldberg and NWO and those guys. Are the stars – am I just old? Because I don't see the stardom that a Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant had right now.
Well, they were the first ones – of like the wrestling boom. It's still relevant in pop culture, but like that was when I wasn't alive back then, so I can't speak to this, but like that was just a different time, I guess. I mean, Roman Reigns is in Fast and Furious and a bunch of other stuff, but he's the top guy in the company. Edge, he was also in the main event. He does some Viking show. I think it's on Peacock or one of those channels, something like that. There's some crossover, but you know, Hulk Hogan is the guy that, you know, drove the, I don't want to call it a sport, but this into, it's a sport. Into prominence in this country. So, I mean, it's just less people watch now than did back then, but it's still, you know, culturally relevant, clearly. You know, if this
well,
was...
There's no question the popularity because they've got their own pay network and the WrestleMania, you know, when attendance can be full capacity. I mean, WrestleMania, cities bid on it like it's the Super Bowl. So the popularity is unquestioned. I just found myself, you know, watching it, and I don't understand any of the storylines, so obviously it's lost on me.
Well, that would
help. I just found the wrestling to be slightly boring. But who was the big winners? Is WrestleMania, is that Royal Rumble where all the people are in the ring at once?
So there's a Royal Rumble pay-per-view, and now there's a men's and a women's Royal Rumble, and the winners of that will face the champion at WrestleMania. Like, the point of winning the Royal Rumble is to get in the main event of WrestleMania, which was this past weekend.
So there was no Royal Rumble this weekend?
No. No, usually
they
do the
Andre
the Giant.
But who was the big winner? Like, what's the big title?
Well, the Universal Championship, the WWE Championship, and then the Women's Championship. Those were the big three. But, I mean, it was a star-making night across the board, let me tell you. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
okay.
I'd prefer you not couch it under it was a star-making night across the board, but I would like to know.
Well, it was. Well, so for the first time ever, it was significant. Two black women main-evented WrestleMania on Saturday, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. And Bianca Belair, this was her biggest match since coming up to the main roster from their quote-unquote minor league, which is NXT. And she won against Sasha Banks, who's been an established star in the women's division. And it was a really, really cool match, really cool ending. Hawk, I think, weren't you watching this match? I feel like you were texting us because at one point, so Bianca Belair has this really long ponytail, and she used it during the match.
Yeah.
A huge welt on Sasha
yes.
Banks. Like, the sound that created was unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah, it popped off the TV, and it created a huge welt. I'm guessing that's probably it's not the greatest attribute to have as a wrestler because she was getting pulled around by the hair. I mean, it just seems like maybe something you want to look into further.
Right. Agreed. And I'm surprised more of her opponents don't, quote-unquote, use that to their advantage
yeah.
more often. But
yeah.
Sasha Banks did, and then she paid for it.
Yeah.
hey, Josh. Josh, I got to ask you. We were talking earlier as well about the Logan Paul and the Bad Bunny. And, bro, like, are celebrities good for WrestleMania? I know in the past that there were some guys, you know, some crossover type people. Like, you talking about John Cena and even Goldberg. You know, he did some stuff. The Rock is, like, the number one crossover guy in my mind because The Rock is, you know, stupid famous now. But, like, is a Logan Paul and a Bad Bunny good for WrestleMania?
I think if they take it as seriously as Bad Bunny took preparing for his match at WrestleMania, absolutely. I mean, he's arguably one of, if not the biggest, you know, musical acts in the world right now. And he dedicated 2 months or whatever it was of his, you know, whatever this past year was, whatever you want to consider it, going out of the performance center and training to work a match at WrestleMania. And it showed. From entering in on top of an 18-wheeler to doing moves that, like, other guys in the company cannot do. I mean, he crushed it. He crushed it. If you ask, I bet you if you polled, you know, besides Bianca Belair, what would be also in the conversation for highlight of both nights is just everything that Bad Bunny did. I mean, that is such a mainstream. I mean, everybody was talking about Bad Bunny on Saturday night after that match. Everybody. Was talking about him.
I was told that he was very good. I didn't know that I was able to watch it when Bad Bunny was wrestling. I didn't find out till later Saturday that I got it for free. Lewis Brinson is coming to the plate. Give us a quick Lewis Brinson at bat.
I've got like a befuddled look on my face right now. Like, imagine Fangs seeing his defense blow some sort of coverage. That's the kind of face.
He told me he was going to make a Vic Fangio reference at some point during this
interview. They started on Sunday with just the worst possible booking decision. And this is, of course, how my smart ass watches wrestling, not as like, it's just like a booking decision. And so it kind of set the tone kind of in a negative fashion. And I was going to use that same joke for that, but we never got to it, so I had to squeeze it in there.
All right, Lewis Brinson coming to the bat.
He's going to let you off, Josh. He's not going to let you off.
Right. I want to hear it.
All right. Here we go. I got to get in the mode again. All right, here we go. Now batting, the left fielder, number 25, Lewis Brinson.
That's fantastic, isn't it? It's fantastic.
I like it.
I thought it was excellent. So how was just overall, Josh Appel is with us, overall, the experience in Tampa? How did WWE pull it off with social distancing and masks? Did you feel like you were at a regular WrestleMania event?
Yeah, to a degree. Obviously, we didn't have the full stadium, but, I mean, we were spaced out in our pods. There wasn't really anybody around us within a row to, you know, in front, behind us, and then there was about 5 or 6 seats between, you know, who we were sitting near. So we felt really comfortable there. The only thing was when they tell people to go inside for a weather delay, you kind of get everybody packed together and you can't really monitor who's wearing a mask. So like, it gets a little dicey there, but for the most part, it was fine. I did find hilarious that all of the cardboard cutouts they used to make it look like it was a full stadium were all just stock images from the internet. And it just, it helped the atmosphere, I would say. Spending WrestleMania, first wrestling event live since, you know, we've been in this pandemic, with my best friends from the Stock Image website. It was great.
Who's your favorite public address call right now at the Marlins? Like, whose name? Is it Garrett Cooper? That seems like a good PA announcer name.
Oh, yeah. I love doing the Cooper. And, like, it's a nice little feeling when you hear like a smattering of oohs after that. There's like the four people who do it, you hear it, and it's nice. People hear it. It's nice.
Give us a little Anthony Bass is being pulled from the game. Give us a little pitching change.
Well, I mean, I don't say anything when someone gets taken out of the game.
Oh, you
I
don't?
Only say who's coming into the game. No.
All right. Yimmy Garcia is replacing the pitcher.
Give me Yimmy, Josh.
Let's hear it.
Now pitching for the Marlins, number 93, Yimmy Garcia.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic. I feel like I'm at.
You want me to roll my R there? I'm not going to roll my R's.
Jimmy Garcia. Yeah. That's how
I
would do it.
A little more gar. I was with you, Hawker. Yeah. Hawker, a little more gar.
A little more gar. A little more gar. All right, give Solana, can you play the Triple H music out? Can you give Josh Appel his out music?
Break it down.
Yeah. There you go. Josh Appel bringing it strong. Josh Appel, he's your Marlins PA announcer. You hear him on NFL broadcast. There was some breaking news. Julian Edelman has been released from his contract by the New England Patriots. Everyone, and it says failed physical, so everyone assuming he'll end up in Tampa, of course. There you go, Josh Appel. He's our WrestleMania correspondent. Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, as always. Appreciate it, guys.
There you go, Josh Appel. He's really good at Lone Depot Park. I'm not lying.
Yeah, like, no, I'm going like, to get out there.
He is built for PA announcing. His voice resonates in that park. So cool.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.